This is the Morning Conversation on News Radio 93.9 FM and 1240 KQEN. A presentation of Casa Bella Home and Interiors.
Well, we welcome in this morning to the Seven Feathers Casino Studios. It's Julie Masner joining us, part of the organizer for the Hispanic Heritage Festival and Fiesta. Good morning, Julie. Thank you for coming in.
Good morning. Buenos dias.
Yes. So this weekend, it looks like Saturday, you guys have a big festival and fiesta going on. First, what led to this event getting kind of planned and the groundwork for this one?
So actually, it's going to be June 17th.
Oh, it's June 17th.
We got
okay.
another weekend.
Perfect.
Still, don't take that away from me.
Yes, I know, right? That planning time is so big.
Yes, it is. It's a big, organizing it is mm-hmm. pretty big. So this event came about in 2020. We kind of joke around because we closed down everything after the event. It started off as just a And I'll give a shout out to Dr. Smith, Cordell Smith. He started, just has this passion for the community. We are at 6,500 Hispanics in just in Douglas County.
Wow.
And so he's been working into kind of bridging both communities and exposing Douglas County to the wonderful culture of the Hispanic community. And so we celebrate just the whole concept of it is just celebrating and exposing others and also providing an event, a safe event and free for the Hispanic community.
Yeah. Sounds like a fun time again. So that'll be June 17th, not this Saturday, but June 17th. Don't want to give Julie a heart attack on realizing that things have crept up on her there. For those that might be interested in attending, let's hit this point. When and where? Well, we just covered the 17th, but some of the details on when people should be showing up if they want to take part.
So the event starts at noon. We kick off with, actually, my daughter will be singing to kick off the event.
Oh, cool.
And then we do a little bit of a recognition to, the United States because it's our home, you know. Mm-hmm. So we do give a little bit of celebration, kick off there. And then it goes on till 6 p.m. Everything is free. We have ice cream booth, cotton candy booth, rock painting. We have popcorn, a jumper for the kiddos, and then we have our supporters, of course. We have ODHS going to be there, the Roseville Public Library. I'm forgetting. Peace at Home Advocacy Center and Thrive Umpqua. And they're all working with us to provide information to the community of services they have. Mm-hmm. And they all have Spanish speakers there.
Okay. Yeah, I was going to say, it sounds like as you were listing that off that I'm sure you guys are going to have a lot of fun and kind of traditional Hispanic events and presentations that are going on. But it also sounds like this is a big community service and an opportunity for people in the Hispanic community and people around the community just in general to find out what resources are available for folks.
Yes, it's very important. You know, I've noticed that the language barrier does create that gap for mm-hmm. the Hispanic community and for the community to also connect with other diverse backgrounds. And I've always noticed that the language barrier is there. I do a lot of translating mm-hmm. and it makes me kind of sad sometimes that just because they don't speak the language, they feel like they're, you know, withdrawn from the community. So kind of that's what we're trying to do, you know, say, hey, you know what, there's all these services for you guys. There's people out there willing to help and support you. Come and do Fiesta and then get to know all of these partners that we have that are there for you.
Yeah. I would imagine if you didn't speak the name, for those that have been lucky enough to travel abroad, you go to a place where you don't speak the native language and you maybe don't step out of your comfort zone and you don't go explore things. And for those that are living in a community that maybe their language isn't heard very often, that you would feel not inclined to go out and try and seek out things. And so this is an opportunity for people to find out that these services that are available have people that can communicate with you in your native language.
Yes, absolutely. And what I've come to find out, you know, the Church of Jesus Christ of Latter-day Saints is our big supporter. They mm-hmm. provide the building and all the services, and they create it so that it's free. for the community. And a lot of these members have returned from missions where they're speaking Spanish, you know, from all over the world. And mm-hmm. so they want to continue practicing it. And they also want to help the community because they know what it's like to be abroad, you know, and they mm-hmm. don't speak the language. And so that's, I find that amazing. Yeah, it's really yeah. good.
Julie Masner joining us here from the Hispanic Heritage Festival and Fiesta. It's great to know that you guys, it's a community service that you're providing there, but I'm sure that this is going to be a fun event too. You mentioned your daughter's going to be singing. What kind of entertainment type of things you guys have going on there?
Well, we have Comunidad en Herencia Cultural coming down from Eugene. They do rope tricks. We have a group from Forest Grove. They do the Ballet Folklorico. It's about an hour long. It's indoors, so you don't have to be sitting there in the heat if you don't want. They're going to be performing from 1 to 2. So it's kind of like a drop-in. You stay or come in later, and there's always going to be something going on. Mm-hmm. And then we have Mariachi Monumental coming down from Salem, so they're going to be playing the whole duration of the event, you know, on and off. And like I mentioned before, you know, there's something for everybody to do, whether you just want to sit and snack or you want to visit with the booths. We're very centered towards the children because it's hard to go somewhere and there's nothing for kids to do. And parents and families are like, I'm spending my whole Saturday at this event. You know, how mm-hmm. are you going to make it attractive to the kids? So there's face painting, rock painting. All of the providers, supporters are going to be there. They're all going to be providing an activity for the kids to do.
Cool.
So, it's going to be a lot of fun, a lot of dancing. There's a meal going to be provided for free from 4 to 5.
Okay.
We're going to be having chicken, pico de gallo, rice and beans.
Okay. You've got on your flyer here a number, but if people want more details and information, is there resources to either call or go online to check out information?
We always, since the very beginning of this event, everybody makes fun of me because it's my phone number that's out there. My husband sometimes likes to joke, and he's like, if they find out who it is, they're just going to be calling you just to talk to you. But yes, that is my phone number. The area code is 760. And the phone number is 457-5723, and you would be speaking to yours truly. You can call, and I have had a lot of people, these last 2 weeks have been the busiest. I have a lot of people calling, last-minute drop-ins.
Mm-hmm.
I know I forgot to mention Adapt will also be there, and just kind of like very last-minute. But if you have any questions, feel free to call. If you don't speak English, I speak Spanish, a little bit of French. Not that anybody would probably need it here in Douglas County, but and online, there's on Facebook, there's a page called Hispanic Community, and that's the group, because we do have groups that meet the fourth Friday of each month, where we just kind of get together,
mm-hmm.
have an activity, and we play games and something centered around any holiday in Mexico
mm-hmm.
or Latin America, and we kind of do that. So this is the same phone number. And so on that Facebook page, you can go on and you can message us, and we can answer any questions. I kind of want to give a shout out to Jolene Middle School too, because we got our Spanish club going.
Nice.
It's really nice. It's really nice. You know, it's a lot of stress being the event coordinator, but it's very rewarding, and I'm very excited for this. I'm very happy.
So it's June 17th. It is the Hispanic Heritage Festival and Fiesta, going noon till 6. Again, June 17th, and that's going to be there at West Bertha Avenue. Is that at the Church of Jesus Christ
yes,
of Latter-day
so
Saints, right?
Yes, so it's the church. If y'all probably familiar with St. Joseph, the Catholic Church, which is the front of Harvard Avenue. You kind of go around, it's Francis Street, and then it turns into Bertha Avenue, and it's the church that's right behind the Catholic Church, and it's in the parking lot.
Okay, there we go. That is some of the details. Again, information at 760-457-5723, the number you can call for more details. And thank you very much, Julie, for coming in and sharing about the third annual Hispanic Heritage Festival and Fiesta. I hope it's a great afternoon for everybody, and thanks so much for sharing all the info.
Thank you so much for having me, Joey, and I really appreciate it. And amigos, los espero por ahí. Espero que puedan venir y disfrutar con nosotros.
I didn't understand any of that, but I'm sure the people that needed to definitely did. Julie, thank you so much. Our morning conversation for you here. Coming up, another block of news headlines for you here on The Morning Report on News Radio 93.9 FM at 1240 KQEN.